Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and I'm here to help you imagine what's possible is possible for you. I'm recording and releasing this podcast on a Sunday morning. It's Sunday the 18th of September 2022. It is a beautiful morning. I'm recording it because early this week, the 2x Tuesday didn't go out, and that's because I was celebrating my 39th birthday and I thought I'd do something different for my content on my newsletter, which was provide just some cool, I guess, a recap of the most popular, the most clicked content, the top 39. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes for this one. But it's a nice, beautiful spring morning in Brisbane. I went for about an 8K run this morning. I've taken the dogs for a walk. I've got a nice big cup of coffee next to me. The sun is streaming in. My dog Milo is next to me. I've actually moved the laptop, so I'm out recording in the lounge room, which I think creates a nice Sunday morning type of vibe. Well, it does for me. And actually, that's a good point I might even double click on at the moment is I think often sometimes we think, oh, when I go to work, I have to go into this room. And it's like, well, today's episode, I want to kind of, it's a solo episode. I'm just riffing and sharing one or two pretty cool ideas of things that I think you might find useful to help your growth. But I want it to be more relaxed. And so here I am just sitting on the couch and enjoying this sun that's coming in. So yeah, 39 years, I don't feel that old. I don't, maybe when I click to 40 next year, but I don't know. I don't really think age is a big deal, actually. I think it's joyful to grow old. I mean, obviously, the more birthdays you have, the longer you're around. So that's a good thing. I had a really great week. We had some really great friends from Western Australia visit us. We hadn't seen them in about 4 or 5 years, I think. And it just felt like old times. So in that top 39 most clicked links newsletter that I sent out, what was really interesting is, and I made a preface up front, is that these are the most clicked links, but they're not my favorite links or things that I would even guess that people would click on. For example, I do spend a lot of time, I love reading, I love listening to things and broadening my scope of the information that I consume. And so in my newsletter, which is over at leannehughes.com/subscribe, I share things that I think are worth sharing. And sometimes I'll just share just offhand, like, oh, by the way, here are my running shoes. Here's a cool Lego set that it's a cool collaboration between Lego and The Office TV show. And those links that get the most clicks, and you think, oh gosh, that really interesting article I read about Netflix, it's not as popular as just random things. And so I guess that's a clue to, a lot of the time we think we know what our audience is interested in, and we don't really, and the only way to test that is to put it out there. And look, I kind of rarely look at the metrics at all. So this was a good article just for me to write what are the most clicked episodes, just to find out like what are people interested in and curious about, and that will help me, I guess, inform my content moving forward as well. But I guess the insight I really had was, Leanne, you actually don't even know. So just share what's curious and interesting for you, and maybe other people will resonate with that. Today's episode, I really want to just share something that I've been doing. I haven't heard of anyone else doing it, but I think it's quite useful. It's really helped me out, to be honest. It's a gift to future Leanne from present Leanne is what it is. And it really stems from the value I have from listening to audio, but also having really great conversations. I often find like one of my favorite things is to be a guest on someone else's podcast, because I'll ask a question and it will force me to obviously answer in the moment. And to do that, you just spill out what's like, I'm an extrovert. I'm not even thinking about it. Words just come out of my mouth. And often on one of my podcast guests, those words are really interesting and I've never thought about it that way before. So I kind of surprise myself even on these conversations, which is kind of fun. And this happens not only in podcast interviews, but just in conversations with people over coffees or over Zoom calls. And I've just like over the last year, even with clients as well, I've been recording those conversations. And I'll share why in a second, but I often find that when I'm taking notes I don't really capture the exact phrase. I will paraphrase it. And that's good. I think like taking notes is also good. And I do that as well. But when you're having a conversation with someone, it's kind of weird, particularly like a coffee, it's kind of weird to take notes. I will from time to time, like if I'm out in a cafe, I will pull out my phone and go, look, I just need to write that in my notes because I cannot forget that. Or if they're, you know, sharing recommendation or they've said a very interesting quote, I'll capture that in Apple Notes. But for Zoom calls, we've got the technology there. We just got to hit a button. Like, why not do that? Now, the problem with that is that you have these video recordings, but when are you actually going to go back and watch them? And I hate sitting down. Like, I hate just being confined to a space. The reason I love podcasting so much and the reason why I have a couple of podcasts is because I encourage people to listen and consume the content while they're doing something else, whether that's going outside and doing the dishes, whatever it is, cooking. It just enables mobility, which I think is so important when we're so stuck to our screens, and being inside, I don't think it's not very healthy. Now, the reason I say it's a guest from present Leanne to future Leanne is because when I'm in these conversations, so let's talk about like group calls, like a mastermind I'm in, is that sometimes you're listening to things, sometimes people are asking questions, but they don't really, for you in that moment, that's not part of where you want to go. So you kind of, you don't tap out, but you're not really actively listening to what people are saying. And it's only later where you might listen back and think, oh, that's hitting me in the moment. It's like when you read a book, right? And I've got some favorite books. One is Pivot by Jenny Blake. Like that book just changed everything in terms of the way I thought about careers. And when I read that book, I'll absorb the information that is really relevant to where I am at the moment, which could be like scanning for opportunities, right? But then I might reread it a year later and I pick up something that I'm like, I never really noticed that before. And you might find the same thing when you watch a movie or a TV series, like certain moments really hit you in the face at that moment in time, and other things it's not memorable at all. You kind of discard it. Your brain doesn't retain it. Yet it doesn't mean that it's not relevant for some time in the future. So, okay, I've got this database of, I've got these videos, I've got these recordings, and they're just sitting there. And I thought, well, hang on, I have this powerhouse account with Hello Audio. So I've been working with clients, I've been running my online programs through a private podcast. So I actually have, with my powerhouse account, I've got up to 999 private feeds that I can use. At the moment, I think I've used about 40 of those for various courses, private podcasts. And I think, hang on, why don't I just create a new podcast for myself and only share the link with myself? And that's what I did. So I've called it. I call it Leanne Needs to Listen Back to This. That's it. And so what it is, it's a private feed I've set up. You cannot find it even if you were to search for it in Apple Podcasts, but I'm listening to it in Apple Podcasts. And what I do is if I've had an interesting call, I've got like a whole thing that syncs, so Dropbox through to Hello Audio, and I'll just upload it to that feed so that if I'm out one day and I'll tag it with some information about, you know, what it was about, and then I'll listen to it. And what constantly surprises me is when I listen back to these conversations, maybe a few weeks or even a few months later, it's like, oh, I didn't even remember that was part of the conversation. But right now, that is gold dust. I think a lot of the time we're always like trying to search out new conversations and new insights. But the value is that these brilliant conversations have already been had. I just need to sort of unearth them when the timing is right. And I don't know when that will be. But sometimes, like yesterday, I went for a drive. And I thought, oh, I'll just put on one of our old mastermind calls. So this is our group, our Growth Cycle group with Alan Weiss. I played a session recording back from the 15th of September. And this is last year, sorry. Yeah, 15th of September of 2021. And all of it was like, oh gosh, that's good. And even just hearing my reflection of where I was back then and what I was talking about, we were talking about up-leveling and creating a new narrative. And I was like, that is so good. Like what all the stuff that was like the different perspectives that came out of that in terms of how do you create, not even in terms of up-leveling yourself, but building that perception with other people. Like how do you change the narrative of how other people see you? And it was gold. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I listened to that yesterday. And like I wasn't searching for that information out, but I just picked a random episode. And I feel like if I was to listen back to these, so much gold dust would also emerge from that. Now, my thing with private podcasting or listening back to this is I'll only listen back to it when I'm outside, like when I'm in the car driving or when I'm going for a walk. So that's an incentive also for me to get up my steps and to keep moving. serves so many purposes, and I'm going to be jumping around a few different points here, but I think it was the end of last year or beginning of this year, I can't remember, I purchased Sean D'Souza from Psychotactics. He has an online course about article writing, and it's all through audio. So typically you just grab the audio, the MP3 files, and you know, you can move them onto, say them onto Dropbox, but it's really clunky if you play anything from your phone, like a file, without a player. So I got the 6 audio files and it's all locked down, so they're not available again on for anyone, just for me. And I've uploaded his article writing courses and I can listen to that. So for me, it just builds up my engagement in any online program that I'm a part of. And that's kind of why I'm like begging other course creators, like, put this, please just take the extra step. It doesn't take too much effort just to throw it onto a private podcast. And that's what I do with Booked Out Facilitator, is throw the group coaching calls on the private podcast so people that can't make it can listen in. But then we got this archive, this beautiful archive of just knowledge that it shouldn't just sit down dormant in a file on a computer. Like, you should be able to access it anytime. And the value of this, like, I've kind of tuned myself to now listening to certain people at 1.5 to 2 times the speed. And Sean is so, he's got 20-minute modules. I can smash and binge his course in a 10-kilometer walk. And as that happens, the amount of ideas that I just brim with when I'm out walking is tremendous. Now, there's actually a bit of science about this, and I haven't actually gone to Jonah Berger's book, but I'm going to paraphrase what he talks about in his book, Contagious. And that is, have you ever noticed that when you're out running and walking and listening to shows, you just feel compelled, that you hear something and you feel compelled to want to share it? Did some research about it, but we actually are more compelled to share things when we're in motion, when we're actually moving. And honestly, I find my best ideas don't happen when I'm sitting down and stationary. I'm in motion, I'm moving, I'm running. Something about the blood and the oxygen pumping through my body creates just brimming energy of ideas. And that's why I love doing this, because I'm replaying it back. But rather than, you know, in these mastermind calls, I was sitting there at my computer. Yet when I listen back, I'm out walking and I'm brimming and things are percolating. And it's absolutely magic. So that's why I'm loving this idea of, as a gift to future Leanne, is like, just record these, put some private show, and at the right time, you'll find it. So there's so many things. I'll share just a few episodes that I've got on there. We actually have a separate podcast for our group mastermind call, so they're all on there. When we went to Hawaii, we actually taped all the sessions we had with Alan. So good. And Las Vegas, we taped those. So I've just uploaded that to my private podcast. Oh yeah, also for memory retention. When I did a speech for Disrupt HR, the format was, right, 15 seconds per slide and you've got 5 minutes. So it was really regimented and you had to memorize your speech. So I recorded it and then I would go out and listen to my own speech back just so I could play it back while I was moving to help me remember the content. Michael Port suggests doing that. So to rehearse your speech while you're actually in motion again. Something about it, I don't know, just reinforces the memory retention. And I find that I can recall a lot of quotes and conversations if I've been listening while I've been on the go. So there's another thing. Again, I don't know what the science is, but it seems to work for me. So I was part of a global rollout for a leadership program last year. And there was 2 days of train the trainer content. And it's like, hell no, I'm not going to sit here and listen to that. So I threw it onto a private podcast, 1.5 times the speed. Before the first program I was kicking off, I just played it back in the car when I was walking, paused it, would then paraphrase or put it into my own words and share my story, and then hit play again. So brilliant for that. Also, client meetings. Sometimes when I work with clients, we're talking about the objectives. I actually really want to pay attention to the language that they use and not paraphrase it. Pat Flynn calls this learning the lyrics, and it's something I share in Booked Out Facilitator as well. So if you look at any sort of sales page, any great event is when someone looks at that event or the offer or whatever you're putting out to the world and they say, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need. You've read my mind. Now, what you've done is not read their mind. You've basically heard what they've said and you've written that back in your copy to promote whatever you're offering. When it comes to raising the intake of people coming to your workshops or sessions or helping out a client, I like to know verbatim, what are they actually saying? And then I will use that language back in the session or my conversation or my proposal as well. I don't record prospect client interviews, but after I've got a gig and we're talking about the work, I will record it then, because A, it allows me to be in the moment. I'm not taking notes again. I find that personally, I just find it distracting for me to do that. I want to be really actively listening and paying attention to ask the right follow-up questions. But it's so good because then I'll play it back and go, oh, okay, I missed that part. But as I listen to this again, when I'm not in the sort of pressure of being in the meeting, I can be more present when I listen back. I pick up certain elements and themes that maybe I might have missed on that live call. What I thought I'd share with you today is something that I'm using to really accelerate my ability to retain information, to think about things, to not lose the brilliance of conversations I've had in the past, and help me grow. Basically, that's what it's doing. The tool that I use to do this is called Hello Audio. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. I'm an affiliate for Hello Audio because I love their tool so, so much. If you end up grabbing it, you can use my link in the show notes and just try it out for yourself. I think you can get a trial account for 30 days, see what you think. So yeah, it's so multi-purpose. Like, I use it for clients, I use it for my own online programs, but the coolest thing that I guess no one really is talking about is just using it for yourself. That's it for me. What I might do is to end this episode, I did a bonus episode for the First Time Facilitator podcast last week, but I'll add it to the end of this podcast episode because it's, I think, a really interesting question that relates to working and living large. And the question is, what if you were already there? Let me know if this episode resonated with you. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, Instagram, TikTok, all the platforms, and chat to you next time. Bye. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes. And look, it's been a while. I think the last time I uploaded a podcast to the First Time Facilitator podcast was back in July. And that's because I sort of officially ended the show at 200 episodes. But from time to time, I did say that I will throw in random episodes. There's definitely an interview I will share on this feed coming up. I do have another podcast called Leanne Hughes Work and Live Large. So my weekly updates are always over there. But in terms of just life updates, business updates, facilitation updates, I thought I'd jump in and say hello. Now, with today's episode, I just want to thank Jenny Blake for reminding me of this. So, of the fact that the beauty of First Time Facilitator, well, there are a couple of things that made this podcast, I think, really great. One is it's a defined audience. You know that you're in here because you're a First Time Facilitator. And so the title is very defining in what captures the topics of the show and the conversations as well. But what Jenny reminded me of was that the other part of the show that was great was that through the journey of 200 episodes, my development and growth as a host became evident to you as part of that. So episode one was, I mean, the whole sort of first 50, 70, 80 episodes were really about, I'm a newbie facilitator, I'm having to do this for my role at work, and I just want to find out how to facilitate better workshops. And then depending on where you're jumping in and where you're listening to the show, I mean, what is fantastic about podcasting is that every week new people are finding the podcast and the content is still extremely relevant. I think the philosophies and practices that underpin facilitation just are evergreen, which is awesome. So if you are new to listening to the show, thank you so much for jumping in. This first sort of up to 100 episodes are really about that, the facilitation and the craft focus. And then if you would definitely notice the evolution of the podcast as we go from episode 100 through to 200. Very much at the start of March 2020, this whole podcast pivoted to really being all about virtual facilitation. So there's lots of tips there on how I shifted my leadership workshops from in-person to virtual, creating community and all that. I mean, just really practical Zoom tips. And then it focused on the business of facilitation as I started trying out ideas like my membership, the Show Up community, and then launching Booked Out Facilitator last year. So it really has evolved. And what Jenny reminded me of was that as part of this, I found this as one big experiment. And every week I was jumping on the microphone to let you know what I was trying, what I was up to. And I thought this episode, I'll really just focus on that, just sharing sort of updates. It's not really a Leanne town hall, but like just sharing what's happening with the business, learnings over this year. Now, I'm sharing this, so hopefully it provides you with some maybe ideas or triggers, or if you've been feeling the same or thinking about things, this might help validate that for you. So the title of this episode is What If You Were Already There? And I think this question, what if you were already there, is so powerful. And I think we've used this question a lot with our clients when we're sort of formulating our intervention strategies for, say, a workshop or a consulting gig. You know, the questions that we usually ask are, hey, what does success look like? What would be different as a result of this workshop or this gig or this engagement? If this engagement was a 10 out of 10 success, what would you be hearing from the people in your organization? What would participants be saying? So I think a lot of the time, like, this is the sort of future casting. What if the success hit? What would you be seeing? So it's such a powerful question. You know, what if we were already there? Like, what would that look like? What would it feel like? What would you be doing? What would you be saying, etc.? And so I actually journaled on this question earlier this week. What if I was already there? And I'm not sure about you, but the reason why I love this question so much is because it helps us understand what is actually important. And I think with social media, you can't help but, like, you jump on and you see things and you compare, and it's like, I actually don't even want that, but for some reason I feel like I do want it. It just creates this fake gap that shouldn't exist. And so when you start journaling about what you really want, you might realize that, oh wow, if this is what I want, so how do I shift focus onto this? So a few things, like, I already sort of know, but I just wrote down, like, I definitely want, and this is frustrating for me, I have in some of my bios on social media platforms, I'm like, I'm a wannabe author. I actually definitely want to be an author, and I want a couple of books out at least. I want to be known for those books and then have keynote speeches booked on the back of that, and also live by the beach, live by the water. If I was already there, that would be what would be happening. I'd be an author. I'd be booked out for keynote speeches and living by the water, going running by the water. But what was interesting is something that I really optimize for in my work and life is time freedom. And I feel like at the moment, I'm pretty much there. Like, I'm really happy with the way that I'm working with time. And so it was nice to recognize that there's a few things that I'm doing now that I think, yeah, that's the person I want to be, what success looks like for me. I'm actually starting that in a few elements of my life, but obviously not in all of them. And I think the power of the question, what if you were already there, is actually in the follow-up, which is the next question. And that is, if you were already there, what would you be doing? And then acting from that place. So I'll pull out one example just to demonstrate that. These are from two of my friends. I've got Tim Guinea, who actually dropped over to one of my two-hour cocktail parties recently. And he's been living at the Sunshine Coast for about 5 weeks now. And this is a beautiful beach about 2 hours north of where I live in Brisbane. So Tim and his family moved there. And he's like, I wish I did this soon. He said, I'm so happy there. And I look at Tim and I think, you legend, like, your definition of what that was for you, you just decided that you would make it happen. And my friend Mel Kettle, she's been on this podcast previously. I'll definitely get her on the new podcast. She's recently released a book called Fully Connected. And mid-pandemic, like, within a week, they decided to sell their house. They actually bought a new house before they sold their house. And they said, look, our happiness is really based around that daily practice of walking by the beach, being around the water. And she just did it. Like, I see these two examples and I think, what are we waiting on? It's a call to action for you. Like, what is that sign for you? And I suggest, don't wait for a sign. Like, actually, if you map this out, if you answer these questions, if you were that person already, what would you be doing right now? Is what you're doing now enabling that future vision of where you want to go? So in terms of, if I was a published author, if I had a few books out, what would I be doing if I was that person? Well, I'd be writing every single day. I'm not doing that right now. That needs to change. Like, to enable me to be an author one day, it's just deciding. But it's actually the daily practice. And I can start that now. I don't need to wait for permission from anyone. If that's the future vision, if I'm really serious about that's where I want to go, the practice of doing that would be, I'd be writing every day. Another thing that I brainstormed was, if I was this person, I'd be running workshops around the world. And I know I did this for clients for years ago, but I'd be running events for myself. And so I'm heading to the UK and Ireland in November. Chris and I booked that again just very recently. I thought, well, if I'm over there and if this is my vision, why can't I start it now? And so I spoke to my friend Yuri, who's been on the podcast a couple of times. We did the Virtually Possible program together. And so this led to us going, well, let's just give it a go. So we thought about the workshop, running a session called Unghostable. But unghostable is about being so good that you can't be ignored. It's a famous Steve Martin line. I believe Cal Newport wrote the book, So Good They Can't Ignore You. So we're running a workshop on that. And we're just going to, like, we'll see if we can sell tickets. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be amazing. And of course, we want to make it like the best experience for those of you that decide to come along and spend your time with us that day. But it's got to start from somewhere. If it's not happening, if you're not getting opportunities attracted to you, how can you create the opportunity from where you are? And usually the thing that stops us from doing that is our decision to make it happen, and whatever way. And it doesn't have to be like, when I dream about these workshops, I'm like, oh, in my mind, I associate that with like 100 people. But I'm like, hey, what if 10 people show up? That's a start. And that's how you build momentum. It's how you build confidence. It's how you build social proof as well. It's like going from zero to one. I caught up with my friends Micah and Petra the other week, and we have these famous long lunches. I just adore them. They're so much fun. We have such a great time. We have such a great friendship. And I said to them over lunch, I'm like, I just feel guilty this year because I've spent a lot of time overseas. I was in Vegas, Hawaii, Thailand. Again, we're heading to the UK and Philippines. Like, shouldn't I be working? And then I thought, well, actually the business of my dreams, of what I desire, would be where over the course of a year, I can travel, I can explore, I can have 2 or 3 months of that year actually just doing things that I enjoy doing that may not be work-related. So how do you create that? Well, you start putting that constraint in. And my friend Ange Henderson has done it this year. She said she's mapped out, like just blocked out all the school holidays, all the public holidays. It's like 75 days in total or something like that. And then works around it, builds her business around that. So it's about just defining it, popping it in, and then having that constraint will enable you to be more creative with the way that you work your business. What forces that? I mean, Sean D'Souza, I think he was in episode 22 of this podcast, has a company called Psychotactics and a fabulous podcast called The 3-Month Vacation. And he's been doing this for decades, like having the time set aside at the beginning of the year, working around that. I think I need to do that. Like, so most of my trips this year have just been booked like ad hoc. So for next year, I really want to sort of like plan ahead. So that's something that I will be doing. The other thing I think we tend to say is, oh, I want to be attracting the right clients, but we don't really go into any effort into defining what that is. And I'm probably the biggest defender of that. It's funny. I had a friend ask me the other day, like he wants to refer me on. And he said, like, who should I refer you on to? Like, who do you want to work with? And my very unsophisticated response was, I want to work with leaders who are up for it. When I actually said, oh, how do I make this a bit more professional? That was the word bold came through. I actually want to work with leaders, teams and companies that are open to trying new things and new approaches. And I think to do that, they need to be bold and courageous as well. I don't want to really invest the time into helping someone be courageous. I want to get them where they are and then amplify that. While that still isn't massively defined, I think having a psychographic is helpful in terms of the way that you create content and things like that. Playing from a place where you're already there is so powerful, not only from an individual perspective, I think from a business perspective as well. This is what strategy is all about, and I've been certified in sentient strategy, which is all about navigating like just the ambiguity in the world right now and how you can use disruption as an offensive weapon. And I think it's really about remaining relevant and remaining responsive is actually going, well, if our vision of this business is to do this, yet we've got people that are doing this, how are we going to get to this result? And so rationally, it totally makes sense. And I love that quote, if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. So something needs to shift, and often it has to happen with a decision. And that has to start with some reflection, like that journaling exercise I did that just sort of pulls you in your tracks and is like, oh wow, like, okay, if this is what I want, how am I enabling this? Or what can I do today that can help me jockey in position to get to where I want to go? The quickest way to do that is to pull that vision and focus for 12 months and articulate today, what does that mean? And then you have to ask questions. Well, if I look at my calendar, are the meetings that I'm having right now serving that future direction? And if not, what can I stop? So, I mean, another example of this was pausing this. One of my favorite activities was first time facilitator, this podcast. And yes, I'll jump in occasionally and provide updates like this or share some episodes that are relevant to facilitators like yourselves that I've recorded for the other show. But what I had to move away from was with the clients I wanted to attract, I had to move away from branding myself as a facilitator first and more as a partner, an expert, a consultant that could help them out with so much more than just running a workshop. So that was really a strategic decision, was pulling back from that podcast. Here are some other ways that I've tried to live this, and I am a massive work in progress. So, well, I mean, one thing, if you are on my newsletter, leannehughes.com/subscribe, if you're not on there, I have something every 2 weeks, I send it out. It's called Two by Tuesday, where I say that you can solve all of the world's problems through the power of a 2x2 matrix. And the reason I started that is because I had this thing in my mind that I couldn't create conceptual models. And I struggled with creating 2x2s. Yet when I went to Vegas, Alan gave us 2 minutes to create a 2x2 about a concept. And I did it really quickly. So I just wanted to be like, all right, how do I dismiss this false assumption in my mind? I gave myself the challenge to, well, for the rest of the year at least, I'll be creating 2x2s, 2x2 matrices, podcasts, YouTube videos, and then sharing that on my email list every 2 weeks. And I've discovered it actually gets easier the more you do it, obviously. But yeah, I'm breaking that. Now I feel really comfortable. If there was a problem, I reckon I could use conceptual thinking, some models to map out what the solution would look like. I absolutely love hosting things, like obviously with this podcast, as well as events. And when Alan comes to Brisbane next month, which is Alan Weiss, super exciting, I'm running Leanne's Long Lunch. This is an excuse to get people together and host. I really enjoy it. And when I was mapping out what does Leanne look like in future, I just want to keep hosting like lunches, cocktail parties. And so, right, decided to do it. I picked up the book, The 2-Hour Cocktail Party by Nick Gray. I will release that conversation on this podcast. And I held my first cocktail party a couple of weeks ago. It was really fun. Now I just need to run the second one and get more comfortable and just keep doing it from a place of ease. Because if that's the future person, if that's what future Leanne is doing, well, now Leanne needs to start in that direction as well. Even an example of up-leveling, I booked in with a personal stylist and I just wanted someone to up-level. That's all I told her. I said, look, I just want to up-level what I look, what I'm wearing. I don't know about you, but whenever I go shopping, I always just seem to pick very similar things to what I've bought before, things that I'm comfortable with, the same type of colors that I'm attracted to and styles. And so I wanted someone to completely challenge that. And that's why we work with experts. That's why we bring experts in, expert coaches, expert consultants, is we want a new perspective. And that was the best thing ever. And so it's just another way of demonstrating how to disrupt yourself by maybe partnering, bringing in someone else to provide a new perspective on what you're doing. I've already shared the London Unghostable example. I'll put show notes for all of the events and things that I mentioned in this podcast in the show notes. Something I decided to do yesterday on my email newsletter was announce something called Leanne On Demand. And this was to optimize again. I'm more, instead of like financial freedom is important to me, but I think time freedom is number one. And of course, health freedom would be there as well. Can we have three number ones? So I really want to optimize for time freedom, which what that means is not playing calendar Tetris or not being wedded to my computer. And what I discovered over the, like since the pandemic, I've had all these amazing friends on WhatsApp and it's evolved into like frentering, really great frentering relationships on the back of these asynchronous voice messages. So we'll shoot, like I'll be on a walk and I'll think of something, I'll just voice note someone. They might get back to me in the hour or within 24 hours. And we have these great conversations and learnings over voice notes. I thought, why can't this be an offering? And if I'm sure my clients also don't screen fatigue and don't want to be by their computer too. And so yeah, Leanne On Demand Coaching is a voice note. So that's just a pilot that I'm running and we'll see how that goes. And I'm offering it also for my corporate clients in terms of an advisory service. So just like a phone a friend. And this is another example. I'm just excited about it. The fact that Alan Weiss is coming to Brisbane, like we met on this podcast, it's something to celebrate. He's been on First Time Facilitator a couple of times. Of course, if you followed my journey, I'm a massive supporter of his work. Really appreciate his views on creating discretionary time. And now he'll be in Brisbane in less than, 4 weeks, running week-long workshops over here. So life is really cool like that. And I encourage you, like, rather than, I think we always just look for, I don't know, conventional ways of growth. And I love, again, back to Jenny Blake, in her book, Free Time, she talks about non-linear breakthroughs. And I definitely do believe in that whole serendipity that is part of it. Return on luck is what Jim Collins talks about. But what are you doing to place yourself in these situations that provide like these crazy opportunities that can come through a side door, ones that you can't plan? And I think just to end this episode, it's what it's all about is, okay, have an idea of where you want to be, position yourself and say yes to the right opportunities and say no to the ones that might not be leading you down that track. And then also keep your head up and be open to what might be coming through another way. So use that peripheral vision and stay open to see what those might be. That's it for me. I hope you're doing really well. Thank you so much for tuning in. If we're not connected already, I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn at Leanne Hughes, linked in the show notes. I connect with everyone, by the way, so please reach out. Instagram, I'm at Leanne Hughes, and the new podcast is called Leanne Hughes Work and Live Large. Everything I do is over at leannehughes.com, and thanks for listening to the end of the podcast. You're awesome. Enjoy workshopping and chat to you soon. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.